Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're continuing our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff's an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney specializing in small business, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Right, Cliff?
That's right. That's the website.
Now, and I have to say, Cliff, I do 1,000 interviews a year for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never talked about this topic before.
Yeah, I know. I come up with some. Every once in a while,
I'm not even going to announce it. I'm going to make you announce it.
Wait, every once in a while, Jim, I come up with some doozies. You know, I was a philosophy major.
You do. You're a doozy yourself.
I was a philosophy major in college. You can't get away with that today. But I was. And so every once in a while, I sort of muse on things in general. And you know, a couple weeks ago, I was doing my Christmas shopping. I have to do my Christmas shopping before Thanksgiving because year end's a very busy time for me in my law practice. So if I don't get it done, then it'll never get done. And in listening to they had the piped in radio with all the holiday classics and all this kind of stuff, and a thought just drilled its way into my head. You know, I'm a baby boom geezer. Let's be honest about
right.
it. I was around in the 50s and 60s when these songs first came out. And I thought to myself, these are all one-hit wonders, these songs. You think about it, and I thought back to, you know, the artists that made these songs. Artists like, you know, Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby was one of the
He wasn't a one-hit wonder, though.
Not at all. I mean, he was one of the top, you know, big band singers
crooner.
Of that era. He was the number one guy.
30s and 40s, I mean, right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he sold, you know, millions of records, and he was like a household name, and you know, women would swoon whenever he appeared live and all this kind of stuff, just like they do rock stars today. And the only thing anybody remembers him for now is White Christmas.
Right, that's true.
And that pattern repeats over and over again. Burl Ives, one of the leading singers of the folk movement of the 1950s, and an Oscar-winning actor, too, on top of
yeah.
it. And now the only thing he knows is that Holly Jolly Christmas song,
right.
which is
right.
treacle, but you hear it everywhere. Brenda Lee, Bobby Helms, the guy that did Jingle Bell Rock. These were
mm-hmm.
all very popular artists of their time. And now the only thing
and John Denver. Through, don't forget John Denver.
Yeah, Denver.
I bet you don't know the Christmas song he's famous for.
What is it, Rocky Mountain Christmas?
No. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
Oh, man, I don't remember. Yeah,
want me to sing it for
one.
You?
Yeah, I remember that one.
You want me to sing
no,
it
no,
for
no,
you?
No, that's okay. But
okay.
Here's the point. But here's the point, though, and this is where the lesson comes in. There's always a lesson with me. When these guys went into the studio and recorded these songs, they were at the top of their fame. You know, this was a throwaway thing. Oh, this is a Christmas thing. Yeah, yeah, let's just do it. Let's get it done. Let's get back to my life in general. You know, John Lennon, you know, of the Beatles once said that, you know, life is what happens to you when you're making other plans.
Right.
And that's how it was with these guys. You know, that little throwaway song, you know, that they didn't even think about. They were probably recording it in August, too.
Wasn't White Christmas the most popular song in the world
In the
ever?
World, yeah, for about 30 years.
Maybe in the galaxy.
No, that's true. But here's the thing, you know, you go into the studio, you do this sort of thing, and they're doing it in August where it's 100 degrees because they got to get the record out by Christmas.
Right.
Can you imagine going into a studio where it's 100 degrees, you're wearing a T-shirt and shorts, and you're singing a Christmas song? I mean, I just can't imagine that. But the fact is, this is the only thing now that stands between them and total oblivion in people's minds. And that's the thing. Whenever you do something that you think is a throwaway, don't ever think that
mm-hmm.
it's just a throwaway thing.
You never know what's going to stick, do you?
You never know what's going to stick. This could be the one thing that people will remember you for 50 years from now. You know, and that's the thing. You never can tell.
That reminds, me, often, of a, that reminds me of a joke I can't tell on the radio.
But, no, it's the one thing that people will think about. That's why whenever I try to do something, you know, in the media world, I really try to give it 100%, Jim, because you never can tell. This could be the one thing that people will remember, you know, for, you know, 50
well,
years later.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. You know, I've had people walk up to me. I've been around a long time, as you know, Cliff, longer than you. And I have people walk up to me that I haven't seen in years. Maybe I don't even remember them.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you know, Jim, you said you gave me some advice back in whenever, and that just made all the difference to me. And I'm thinking, wow.
You remember this guy, right? You know,
I may not even remember him, but something I said, you never know how you have an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life.
It's true. And
the point you're talking about broadcast stuff, major, you know, multimedia stuff. I'm adding to that just maybe face to face, one at a time.
That's why this segment that we're doing now may be the only thing that survives the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly. Hey, Cliff, good job. Merry Christmas.
Okay, man. Yeah, you too, buddy.
Come back soon. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.